Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
From nuclear physics and interning to radio and now TV, we're in the studio with BET's own Sierra Brooks, giving us the inside scoop on her grand hustle. The interview is up next. Tune in.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Hey, what's up, everybody? I am so excited today. This is my very first Spotlight On interview. For anyone who doesn't know, my name is Carmen Cameron, and I am in the studio with BET's own, Baltimore's own, Sierra Brooks.
Hi. What's up? From Baltimore to LA.
From B-more to LA in the building, and we just living our best lives out here, honey. I'm so excited to have you in the building today. Just before we get into this interview, let me start off by saying that I know you from Baltimore.
Yes.
And I've seen you grow from a teenager. I'm not going to say how old I am, but we're just going to say I've seen you grow from a teenager into a young woman, from a student into a grand hustler, and to just be from Baltimore, you being from Baltimore, to us being in this moment together in Hollywood, both living our dreams, both chasing our dreams and fulfilling our dreams.
Right.
This is a full circle moment for me. And I just want to say personally, I'm very, very, very proud of you. And I'm very happy to be sitting here with you. Fulfilling this moment in both of our destinies as our paths cross.
Yes, I know.
Finally.
Yeah, right.
Because it's been a lot of years of hustling, right?
What? On years. I'm like, and this is the real hustle. It still continues. It never stops. Ever.
Well, you're new to LA now. You moved to LA, right?
By default, I was only supposed to be testing it out for a month.
That's how you didn't know LA is a vortex that sucks you in, and you don't get out. And if you do get out, you don't leave the same. Trust me,
absolutely not. And it's like I don't even know. Somebody asked me, they was like, "What you think about moving back to Baltimore?" And that never even crossed my mind after being out here for now. It's been like 7 months.
Yes, you get exposed to so much, and you realize how big the world is. Yes. And it's just a different ballgame. So welcome to LA, and bigger than that, welcome to Hollywood, because you are on to brand new platforms.
Thank you.
Now I want everybody to really get to know you and a lot about you, but we're going to start off with the hot topic of now.
Yes.
Grand hustle.
Right.
Tell us the story of how you became a grand hustler. How did you end up on this show, Sierra?
Oh my gosh. So actually I applied like 2016.
Really?
Yes, and you know, us hustlers, they called me back a year later. They was like, "Hey, you applied for this. We still interested." And at the time, I didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. We didn't know it was T.I. I didn't know any information. They just was like, "You want to work for a mogul and try to be his executive assistant for the salary of $100,000. So
okay.
I'm like, this is me. I'm still doing this. I'm still in entertainment. So they did my Skype interview over. And I thought it went great.
Uh-huh.
But I got a call back saying, "Oh, no, we're not going to go with you. And if we decide, you know, if somebody else, drops out or something, then we'll give you a call." I started crying immediately.
Oh, no. You felt defeated in the moment.
I'm like, if any type of reality show I would do, it would be this. I'm like, this is my hustle. This is my passion. This is my craft.
Right, because you don't have to fist fight anybody. You don't have to snatch no wigs.
I got to cuss nobody out.
Right. You could just be who you are, entrepreneur, a hardworking woman.
Right.
And it's I love those opportunities because everything is so much driven on drama and things like that these days. So to get to be a woman and get to show your intellectual side and that you can attain success through being smart and a hard worker and not just showing some booty. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So you got the call. So at first you got denied? Was it real or were they pulling your leg?
I said, "Where's Ashton?" Because clearly I'm being punked. Why would y'all play with me like this? Why? For what? Why would you call me? Just don't call me. Don't tell me anything.
Right.
So they decided, they called me back probably a week later. Mm-hmm. It's like, "Hey, Sierra, this is the production team. They called me back, and I was like, what y'all want? Like, why y'all calling me? Like, I thought y'all was done with me, you know? Mm-hmm. So they was like, we just calling to say that you made it to the next part of the audition. Yes. Only thing is, we need you to fly to Atlanta tomorrow.
And so I know your bags was packed already.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
I had a panel earlier before they wanted me to fly out. Okay. So my parents was like, and it was in D.C.
Okay.
So my parents was like, I don't know. You might need to cancel the panel. And I hate committing to things and not doing it.
Okay.
So I was like, no, I'm going to the panel. I'm going to D.C. I'm driving that hour. Yes. I'm going to drive back and we're going to get on this flight.
We were grand hustling already.
Yes, exactly.
And that's how it is, though. Like, when you commit to something, like, you want to give your word. When you give your word, you want to follow through with
Correct.
It. So that's what's up. And you got it done.
Yeah.
And you got to Atlanta. And you booked the gig.
What? Crazy. Like, even the audition, even when I got to Atlanta, it was still like production was on some Secret Service stuff because the potential cast meets, it was still 60 of us still down there.
Wow. Okay.
So they had to pick 16 out of that 60.
Right.
And they had us locked up in the hotels for like 3-4 days. So I'm like, all right, what's going on? You know, like not knowing nothing. I'm like, what's going on? So they like, you going to know something by Tuesday. So Tuesday rolled around and it was like 8 p.m. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I ain't hear nothing yet.
Nervous.
Like, don't hurt me again.
Right.
Like, don't get me all the way here and tell me that I can't make it. So shout out to Mira. Mira is, we call her Mama Mira.
Yeah.
And she texted me and she was like, I'm trying to root for you. And I was like, tell them, I won't let them down. They better pick me. So then she texted me back like 10 minutes later, like, get your stuff.
Yes.
It's a wrap. I was like,
oh my
yes.
God. The feeling that came over you was like, it was all worth it.
Yes, exactly. So.
So speaking of that 16, this show is giving 16 people, 16 contestants, the opportunity to work one-on-one with T.I., basically be a part of his intimate team.
Yes.
And of those 16, 8 of you guys are educated through college, and the 8 of you guys are just straight street hustlers.
Well, that's how the show says it, but you know me.
Uh-huh. That's what I wanted to say. You have the best of both worlds because you attended Morgan State College in Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland. Mm-hmm. What is it like having the experience of being in college and also having that street hustle? Like, how do they both play into how you are playing your game?
Because, like, people's not going to show you. Grit can't be taught.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't teach you how to grind. Like,
fact.
It's just something you got to have in you. So if you already have the grit and then the knowledge, the research, anything we want to know is out there.
Mm-hmm.
So just do the research. Like, Google, I always say that's your best friend. Like, it's up to you. Like, of course, you know, we're trained to go to school and all of that type of stuff. But it's up to you to actually, like, you know, use that information or even realize if you want to obtain that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I just have the passion for knowledge. Like, I'm just a sponge when it comes to stuff. So just being able to know, once you know, it's just like, you're unstoppable.
Does that discipline of, like, having to be to class on time and, like, having to go home and do your work, does that help you get your tasks done?
What? That, I think it honestly gave me time anxiety.
Really? Like, you're like, I need to be an hour early. An hour early is on time. Yes. I need that. Teach me.
I think that is what, like, did it for me. And then my dad, shout out to my dad, because he was like, you can't be keep showing up late to places. Like, pick your outfits. Like, for school, they would make me pick out my clothes the night before.
Of course.
Be like, stop being late to school
just
and everything.
Just be responsible.
Yeah.
So your parents also instilled, like, good qualities in you, just helping you right now, too.
Right, right.
So when I met you, you were, well, not going to say when I met you, but when I first noticed that you are a hustler, you were at Morgan State University, and you are modeling.
Yes.
So how did you take life at modeling and also majoring in nuclear physics?
Because I always had a passion for, like, passion for fashion, I guess you could say. I always had a passion for fashion, and it's just like, I can do it all, you know? I hate to be labeled. I hate to be put in a box. It's just like,
You can't be sexy and intelligent.
Hello,
and
beauty
fly.
And brains. You know what I'm saying? Like, and a boss. Like, you know? So it's just like, I just do it all and I'm not going to suppress it. It's just like...
Well, tell us about that journey, because how did you go from being in college, you know, and having such a serious major as nuclear physics to deciding, like, I'm going to give it all up. Like, what type of pressure does that put on you to also tell your parents, like, listen, I'm going to wing this and go on a dream. Mm-hmm. You know, what was the steps and what actually helped you? Like, what happened? Like, what instant or what opportunity did you get to really give you the confidence to say, you know what, forget nuclear physics, I'm going entertainment.
It was when I worked with Nolay Marin from Top Model.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I was basically, you know, it was a break from school during the summer. Mm-hmm. But of course, you know, us hustlers, we don't take no breaks.
There is no such thing as a break.
It's not. Right. So I was like, well, this is just actually free time for me to do something else.
Okay.
So I saw Google, again, your best friend.
Right.
I started Googling, like, free internships dealing with fashion in New York. I always wanted to move to New York. And okay. then, you know, from Baltimore, it's only, like, 3 hours.
Yes.
So I'm like, I mean, for the summer, it's only 3 hours away from home. If I want to come back, I can only just, you know, drive 3 hours away.
Exactly.
So I did that with Top Model. The internship, it went great.
What is it like? Because that is a very high-pressure position to be, you know, assisting somebody on. What did you learn on that experience?
I think that also helped me with being on time.
Okay.
Like, you got to be there before him.
Okay,
like,
exactly.
You got to have everything, like, your I's dotted, your T's crossed, like, everything together, because his mind is on 50 million. You
okay.
know what I'm saying? And it's like, you got to either match it or be ahead of him.
Okay.
So I will say that just, like, even, like, pulling garments or assisting with, like, photo shoots mm-hmm. with different models and stuff like that, it's like, I would even off, like, me being off work, I would still do my research.
Exactly.
Like, what does it take to be a personal assistant?
Exactly.
Like, what is fully needed? Like, you know, I was able and blessed to get that position because I was actually working in the studio at mm-hmm. the time. And one of the partners from the studio was like, I know my friend that works at Top Model and he's interested in an assistant.
Mm.
So I was like, well, duh. Like,
so networking helped a lot.
Correct. Yeah.
Yes.
So networking for sure. And it's just like, I don't know. It's just once you know your purpose, it's not work. It's just natural.
Speaking of it not being work, was that a paid job?
No, free.
How important is it? Because nowadays, so much hustling, so much cash apping going on
yeah.
these days. Everybody feels like they should start off getting paid for what they do. Even if, like, their only experience is, like, I turn my Instagram up
yeah.
or I have a bunch of followers, so you should
yes.
pay me.
Right.
People don't understand that doesn't equate to value.
Correct.
And it doesn't appreciate value in the real world
exactly.
outside of just this energy that you create on this one app.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't just walk into money because you're popular or because people follow you. How important is it to do free work?
It's so important. I was literally just on, this is so crazy. I was just on the phone with one of my friends from back home. He was
mm-hmm.
calling me and asking me about moving here.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, you know, if anybody knows, Sierra knows, she's fresh, she out there now. I'm like, let me just ask her. So I was like, understand, you need to know your worth, but at the same time, you're going to do a lot of free stuff.
Yes.
A lot. Like, when I say it's no, like, what they say, no cap? Like, yeah, it's mm-hmm. no cap when it comes to free work. But just know your worth. You just can't be doing anything free out here.
Yes.
Now, if Puff call you and say he needs something done for free, that's something different.
Right. Now, Puff is somebody else that you work with,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So,
but they pay me, though. Is that?
Uh-oh. Right. But being willing to work because it's your passion and
correct.
You know that it's going to get you somewhere, as opposed to like, well, how much are you paying me?
Yeah.
Some of your best experiences are going to be sitting underneath the most educated people,
exactly.
the most savvy hustlers ever,
right.
and just absorbing.
Priceless.
Yeah, it's like sitting around Puff is like getting a Harvard education.
Yeah.
And one business.
And you know.
Yeah.
You know too.
So, you know, I think that I wish that we could find a way to stress to this generation that
yeah.
it's okay to intern.
Exactly.
It's gonna be okay. Like, I know everybody wants to get paid, but when
mm-hmm.
I started writing,
mm-hmm.
we went to the studio every day and wrote songs for free. Nobody
right.
was paying us to sit in the studio
exactly.
and write. We did it because we loved it.
And that was your vision as well.
Exactly.
And you saw it so clear. And that's a lot of people's problem. The thing is that they feel like they need to get paid for certain stuff, but they don't even fully understand their own vision or
exactly.
their own purpose. They don't even know where they're going, but they just like, oh, I need to get paid.
But you know what? I think you understand, because
mm-hmm.
when you brought up the ride that you had to do your conference before you could even get to your interview,
mm-hmm.
it's that passion that you have that's really
yeah.
building your value in the world. It's really
right.
building your currency. So whether you're getting paid or not, the universe acknowledges when you just
yes.
go hard.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you're driving Lyft.
Yep.
It doesn't matter if you are sweeping floors at a barbershop because
right.
you want to own one day.
Exactly.
That is an energy and a currency that helps build your wealth in the real world.
Exactly.
So I commend you for being
yes.
willing to do that free work and
right.
not letting that hold you back.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
because you said you were in New York doing free work too.
Yes. Like, well, I had to get a real job. So I
mm-hmm.
worked at Ann Taylor's Loft in Times Square.
Okay.
So that's how I was making my little coins, making my rent, like,
mm-hmm.
and everything. But it was still, like, it was still something. I was able to do something that was still in my field. Like, mm-hmm. you know, that was fashion. I was helping, like, style clients, like, mm-hmm. style people and stuff like that. So I was like, it's still, I was still blessed to actually make money mm-hmm. and do my passion all in my, like, all in my career field. So
yes,
that was dope.
That's awesome. Yes. Let's take it back to Baltimore for a second, because you are also... a personality on the radio.
Yes. 92Q.
Shout out to 92Q.
No,
92Q.
Well, 92Q, they're our sister.
I thought you...
They right across. No, it's 1010. It's Radio 1.
My bad. Okay. That's what I must have...
Everybody think that... Because you think Baltimore at 92Q.
I thought it was 92Q.
No.
Okay, my bad.
But 92Q, hello.
No, 92Q, shout out to 1010 AM. We all family.
Yes. But they was, like, literally, like...
Shout out to Kathy Hughes.
Kelsey, yes. Yes.
Kelsey.
And Kathy Hughes, like, listened to our show, and that was so crazy, and that was a lot. Talk about pressure.
Yeah. Like, oh, no sweat, just Kathy Hughes.
Just Kathy listening to us on 10 a.m. talk radio. Like, yes. That's it. Like,
what's that experience like?
Oh, my gosh. So, shout out. Okay. Deep Cover TV is how it even started. Okay. So,
yeah, shout tell us about to, Deep Cover TV. Yes. You see so much going
on. I know.
On.
It's just
she
like,
is really a legit brand hustle, y'all. It is yes, not a gimmick,
yes,
okay?
Yes,
it's not for TV.
It has been for years, okay?
Yes.
Years. This didn't just happen. Like, the thing about me is that, I don't know, I work in silence. Mm-hmm. You know, and like, you know, the people that really matter see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not one, like, even like with my friends, like, you know, y'all, everybody around me like boosts me up and stuff. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, I guess I'm so modest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I'm still working. Like, thank mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. But something I learned from T.I. was that, you know, he's like, don't just, you know, celebrate that one accomplishment.
Mm.
Celebrate it, however, but continue moving.
Exactly. Because what's the saying? You're only as, like, dope as your last thing.
Correct.
You
right.
know, so if you're
exactly.
stuck on what you did in 1992, you'll always be that same person. Like,
yeah.
you won't be looking forward. You'll just be stuck on the past.
Exactly. Exactly.
Being such a fashionable, like, pretty sexy girl, mm-hmm. has that ever... come in the way of people respecting your intellect and your hustle? Like, do they ever try
yes.
to put you in a box?
Oh, yes.
And how do you deal with it?
Talking.
Okay.
Because I'm able to hold a conversation.
Okay.
Like, a lot of people say, you know, and they can attest for me, even in this industry. Like, I got one of my friends, he's, like, well-known in the industry, and I met his manager,
mm-hmm.
and he introduced me, and he was like, look, like, I'm telling you, she's a boss, and don't even gotta open her legs to do it, you
exactly.
know? And it's just like... Me actually showing, I like to show my worth.
Mm-hmm.
I can talk to you. I can show you my resume. I can do all that. But you constantly have to prove yourself. And I think that takes it back to society with this instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody really cares, like you said, about your last accomplishment.
It's true.
You got to keep going. You got to constantly prove yourself. Even like us in the state, we're still constantly proving ourselves. Me on the show right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still, this is a real hustle. Like,
exactly.
I'm still proving myself right here.
Exactly.
So I would say, like, just being who I am and not taking no stuff, because I don't take no stuff. I just don't let anything happen to me or nobody try to say anything crazy. I put my
let
foot
them know where
down.
You're from.
Yeah.
Listen.
Baltimore
and raised, like, weak people. You have to be a very strong survivor. I think that's probably helping you, too, because Baltimore is, like, you have to sleep with one eye open, kind of like you have to know what's going on around you,
mm-hmm.
and you have to be tough enough to deal with what's going to, because you don't know. We're not
right.
from a town where people smile at you first.
No.
They're going to look you up and down,
exactly.
ask you what you're looking at before they say.
Exactly. Or what your problem is.
What you looking at? What?
What?
It's like, I liked your hair.
Like,
thank you.
Like, no, now,
right.
no, I'm taking it back now.
Right. we leave with our guard
yeah.
because, you know, we're just from a tough place. So
that's how it was with Tiffany. It was hard for her to, like, you know, get in and, like, help me out. So she's like, I can't even pull no information. I'm like, I don't trust nobody.
Tiffany is our friend that's in the studio
yes,
with us right now.
Yes.
For anybody that's
the
wondering.
Kaufman agency here.
Yeah. Shout out to Tiff.
Yeah. So it's just like you said, we just got that hard guard. It's so hard to
mm-hmm.
like trust people, especially in this industry. You've been here. You done told me stories left and right, like, that
mm-hmm.
helped me, you know, out
mm-hmm.
and helped me be aware in certain situations.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, you know, it's glitz and glams, but it's also like, Be aware of your surroundings.
Be on point.
Yes.
Exactly.
And don't just do anything.
I'm glad you brought being aware of your surroundings up, because the episode that really interested me was when you guys were given the day off.
Oh, my gosh.
But it wasn't really a day off.
Yes, the cameras you guys, are still
you
there.
You guys are being watched by your etiquette, about your etiquette and how you really carry yourself as a person. What was that like that day? Like, tell us about that episode. And also, like, go into, like, what, you know, carrying yourself the right way is very, very important because you never know who's watching, right?
Absolutely. And that's what T.I. was trying to stress to us. Mm-hmm. And that was basically, like, the moral of that episode. Mm-hmm. So, he stated that we had the day off. We've been working hard. We had the day off, quote, unquote. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that he was just going to bring some people over. First of all, if T.I. is bringing any people over, I'm not trusting it. Because how you going to bring people over? Why are we not inviting people over? Now I think you're inviting people to really watch you.
Right.
So, he said, you know, we had the day off. And it just got crazy because, you know, like, liquor was there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, us being in a house with just, at the time, I think it was, like, 8 of us. Mm-hmm. But just seeing, like, outside people. Like, even though all the challenges were dealing with the real world, it was like, okay, we go out for a little. It was kind of like jail. Like, go out for a little bit. Okay, now you're back in the house with the same people. Mm-hmm. So I guess just, like, letting down, no challenge, seeing, like, normal people with their normal lifestyles. Mm-hmm. You know, getting to check social media, like, and all of that. So I guess, like, everybody, you know, just threw the challenge and the competition out the window at that time.
And started showing who they really were.
Who they really was. And it was like, and then, you know, when the people start drink, things get crazy.
And people played themselves.
Yeah. Shout out to Jonathan. Shout out to the Baby Oil King. Because the thing is that I told Jonathan, I said he literally started stripping down and he jumped in the hot tub in his boxes.
Oh, Lord.
I told you this, Jonathan, and I don't know if you remember or not, but I said, you're home. Just go home and just go inside and get some swimming trunks. Like, why are you out here? Like,
why? Yeah, it's so important. Etiquette in this business is so important.
It's so important. I love you though, Jonathan. You're but not. That's the reason why.
Damn, John. Gotta be more careful, honey.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's so important. Etiquette is so important because you're not representing yourself. If you win this competition, you will be representing a larger brand.
Correct.
And so.
And so many people under him as well.
Yeah. So it's like, you always have to be very aware, and that's what I want you to keep in mind. Always just be keenly aware of what you do, who's watching you, who's around,
right?
And just, you know, choose your actions wisely so that people can't use things against you. And don't tell people a lot of stuff.
What? I tell nobody nothing.
Yeah.
Like, even with the show, my friends were mad because I just went ghost. So they was like, and then I pop up like 2 months later, like, oh, hey, y'all. They like, no, where you been? And I'm like, you gonna find out 2018.
Yeah. What's the importance, though? What is the importance and the significance of you to solitude when you are following your hustle? Like,
just let the ink dry.
Right.
You know, we get so excited, which is understandable because we get excited for our accomplishments. But let the ink fully dry first. Like, make sure everything is, like, fully, like, in process and stuff like that. Because I've even noticed for myself, like, I'll get, like, real excited, start talking about something that hasn't fully been, like, planted yet. Mm-hmm. And it'll just wither away.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, I probably should have shut it up on that one. You know? So it's like, because people, like, you know, and be careful with who you share your happiness with.
That's true.
Because everybody's not happy for you. Have
you experienced, like, this transition? Because we've seen you, like, we've heard you on the radio. We've seen you on the red carpet.
Yeah.
Interviewing celebrities. But it's different when you're now the person on the other side.
I know, right?
Now you're the one being interviewed and you're the one walking red carpets. What have you, what's happened in your life? Like, what are the shifts that are happening in your life? And what have you noticed? Like, the changes in the way people treat you?
Yeah.
The way they expect you to change? Mm-hmm. And has it changed you?
It hasn't changed. It's changed me for the better. It changed. It's just something more on my plate. You know, like, this is what I asked for. You can't, you know, ask to be fed, and then when time comes, you sitting there like, oh, wait, this is too much. I'm already full. Like, no.
Right.
You ask to eat, you're going to eat.
It's the life you chose.
So, hello, this is the life you chose. So I would even say what happened yesterday. So I was doing my red carpet correspondent at the Bobby Brown screening. And I had to, like, shift between that and actually being talent. So it's like I had to, like, do double at the same time. So it's like, you know, everybody's like, oh, Sierra, can you say this drive? Can you do this? Can you do this? And I'm like, yeah, I can do this, but I gotta go get this interview with Bobby Brown real quick.
So, like, the multitasking is a challenge.
Because you don't want to be that person, like, I love everybody until you do something crazy.
Okay.
So I don't want to be that person that's like, no, I'm not about to do it for you. Why not? Why right. not spread love? There's enough of it for us, like, in the world. You know what I'm saying?
That's being humble. That's being yeah. humble. It's like not thinking that you're just too good yeah. to now do the normal things that make you feel good in your heart.
Right, right.
And that, unfortunately, you see a lot of people lose their humility on this path. And not just... like when they be getting the spotlight, but on their way to the spotlight, mm-hmm. you see people lose their morals and do things that you would never thought they would do to you.
Exactly.
Just to get a little bit of shine or maybe a little bit of attention or what? Maybe something that they think will get them some likes and they will ruin a relationship, you know?
And quick.
Quick. Just because they think it's going to get them closer to the light. So have you ever experienced that? Like, have you ever experienced, like, I don't know, how can I say? Just being on your way and having people, like the cutthroatness of the business.
Like more so from the people where I'm trying to be, like where I'm trying
like
to go.
Period, like mm-hmm. period, just being on this path. Like have you ever experienced some cutthroat stuff that you never thought you would see or like... other than being in a competition, like has anybody ever tried to step on your toes or take your spot or like, no, I want that interview.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that?
It depends on what situation. Like, I even noticed on the red carpet yesterday, and it's just like, I hear people asking the questions I just asked.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, mm-hmm. like, why are you taking it? And then it's just like, dude, come up with your own content. Like, mm-hmm. mm-hmm. I do my own research, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. so I don't know. I guess people think that if they follow your exact footsteps, they're going to basically, like, get your exact outcome. And people don't understand that. The easiest thing to do is just to be yourself and trust
exactly.
your own process.
Thank you.
What's meant for you is meant for you.
And do you think, because I tend to feel like Instagram and social media and the way mm-hmm. the world is set up now is so, it's influencing us to be a mimic culture.
Oh my gosh. Like, monkey see, monkey do.
Yes. It's like, there used to be a time where, yeah, okay, if you wanted to go to a hairdresser, you looked on the wall and you picked a style. But now it's like you're looking at your neighbor or your friend and you're like, give me the Sierra.
You know how many people Michael say come in and be like,
Shout out to Michael.
My very best friend.
And the person who tames our lovely locks back in Baltimore. Yes. Shout out to Michael Monte and everybody on Team Michael Monte. We love you guys.
Absolutely.
Major part of this bond right here.
Correct. Like, I went from cornrows to platinum blonde.
Yes.
Like,
come on now. Come
I used to have beads in my hair. Remember when Michael was doing beads?
Yes.
That's a different story. That's really
yes,
tall.
We love him. Yes. But yeah, like, I feel like, it's not just with looks. It's just with hustles. It's like everybody is looking at the next person instead of digging deep inside of themselves.
Exactly.
And they feel like, oh, let me take this from this person and take this from that person.
They're trying to build off of different, like, no.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to take a little piece here and there and thinking you about to.
Yeah.
No, that's the best way to self-destruct.
Right. And I think it's nothing wrong with being a leader. Mm-hmm. It's nothing wrong with that. But I just want this generation to really not forget about the gift and the jewel and the uniqueness that's in each individual person.
Right.
Because even though, like, we are all hustling, everybody has a gift that they were meant to shine.
Correct.
And if we're so busy looking at each other, competing with each other,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, trying to take on what the next person is doing, we don't allow our own light to shine.
Correct. Right.
So, you know, I know that you're going to deal with that. And you're in a competition.
Yes.
So don't ever... My advice to you is, like, don't ever lose yourself. No matter who's winning, mm-hmm. remember what got you there.
Mm-hmm.
And just always stick to
that. I needed that today.
Yeah. Well, just always stick to what got you there. Because I want to see you win. We're going to bring this home for BMO. I got
faith
in you.
Yes.
What would you say your most challenging experience has been with the show so far?
What's the most... First of all, I get anxiety because as y'all watch it every Thursday at 10, I'm watching it for the first time. So I'm like... Because, you know, filming was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to see what, you know, just seeing what they can jam-pack mm-hmm. into an hour,
mm-hmm.
you know, opposed to what? We recorded for, like, 16 hours a day.
Right.
So it's like, I can only imagine, like, mm-hmm. what they going through, trying to figure out what content to put for each show. But I would say more so, I guess just being out and people just looking at me and they're like, wait, I know you. And I forget that I'm on TV.
It's
and I'm
weird.
Like, yeah. And I'm like, yo, you don't know me. Like,
right.
Like, and I'm like, do I know? Like, where, you know?
Right.
And they're like, I was just watching you. And I'm like, oh, I forget. Like, I really be forgetting that I'm on TV.
That's so dope.
Yes. It's been amazing, though. It's been nothing but, like, It's been a great journey. But as I said, like, this is the real hustle.
Yes.
Like, you know, it's not, oh, I'm on TV, let me kick my feet back and, yes, you know, let everything else happen. Because mm-hmm, that's the worst way to be a has-been. Like,
exactly. 10,000 things just popped in my mind, but I was just, man, we don't even have enough time in this interview for me to go on and on and on with the stories and things I've seen. Do you have a favorite friend on the show?
Yes.
And do you have a nemesis?
I don't really have a nemesis. My other castmates might, but I don't.
You know, so no beef with Sierra and nobody on the show.
I don't have no beef. I love everybody. Like, my castmates, we dope. Like, even though we understood that it was a competition, like, uh-huh, even, like, after we was done the challenges and stuff, we were able to, you know, be friends and still communicate like civilized people. Good. Like, it ain't just like, oh, challenge over. All right, everybody to their rooms. I see y'all tomorrow. Right. Doing elimination. Like, no,
do you think it's creating a bond of hustlers now that you guys will go on after this and continue mm-hmm to do business together?
Absolutely. We're actually creating like an internal network right now.
Okay.
So just stay tuned.
Do you want to say who your biggest competition is?
Biggest competition?
None. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Ain't none.
I mean, myself, you know, okay, what I'm saying? Yes. Like, the person I was maybe, like, what, 5 minutes ago? Like,
yes. Yes.
That's it.
That's good. That's a good way to look at it. Like, mm-hmm, I'm just going to be better than I was yesterday, and I'm going to keep getting better.
And it has to go with, you know, everything that's for you will happen for you. Mm-hmm. I don't see anybody else, like, you know, it's just all about timing. Mm-hmm. Like, people are in a certain place in their life because that is what God is choosing for you right now. Mm. Don't worry about, oh, like, I can say it for myself. Like, I'm all the way in November right now. I'm like, all mm-hmm right, what I'm doing for November, da da da. And I think I would say, like, the biggest challenge in life is mm-hmm just fully being in that moment.
Yes.
That's what I kind of struggle with. Because even us right here, I'm thinking about tomorrow, what I got to do tomorrow, what I got to do, like, focus this weekend, like, yes. Yeah. And it's just, like, I think Russell Simmons said it best. He's like, you know, when we're eating, we don't really pay attention to the food that we're eating. Mm-hmm. We doing 50 million things, thinking about 50 million things. He said, like, really, like, take your time and eat your food and really taste your food.
Yes. Like take your time with life, yes, like, enjoy the moment. Do you have a favorite mogul? Like, somebody that you look up to that really inspires you, other than T.I., because we know that.
I was going to say, because T.I., my guy, I got a few of them, but I would definitely say it's like, I mean, this, first of all, can we just, like, give a standing ovation for all the melon that's been popping on these magazine issues?
Yes.
Step one, like, all this woman empowerment. Like, I really honestly feel like the future is female and this is the year.
Yes.
This is it right here. It's happening. Of course, my girl, Oprah, of course.
Come on now.
Like, Oprah, of course, like, literally, you know, her being Baltimore and all that type stuff. So, her starting out with the news station there.
Yeah.
It's just like, I actually do, like, want to have my own network.
Exactly.
I actually will have my own network, you know?
I believe you.
Yeah. So, it's just her, like, even, you know, her, what she went through growing up, mm-hmm, like, the challenges and just, like, tribulations mm-hmm that, like, took place in her life, that didn't stop her. Mm-hmm. Like, some people, you know, and not saying that, you know, people going about it the wrong way, mm-hmm, it just shows that I can do it as well. Like, she had all this happen to her, like, especially, you know, during those times as far as, like, black women and, like, hosting and being TV personnel.
Yeah, it was, like, unheard of. Like, what she was doing was very groundbreaking.
Yes, exactly. So, shout out to Oprah, definitely.
Yeah, shout out to the queen.
Shout out to the
queen, goddess of media and everything else. Having her own television show, her own magazine. Like, she's a media mogul, and she's definitely somebody to look up to. So you can see yourself being an Oprah in the future.
Yes.
I think that's awesome.
Yes, I think Oprah. That's great. I pray she, Michelle Obama, somebody, like, something.
Do you have any, besides the things that we talked about, if there was one thing that you could really hone on that you see going on with the youth and the leaders and the people who are positioning themselves to be the future Oprahs and the future mm-hmm T.I.s and the future Puff Daddies, what advice would you give? Something that we haven't talked about, but, like, mm-hmm, what's something that, a jewel that you carry with you that you would pass on to future leaders that are looking up to you right now?
I don't know if we touched on this, but something mm-hmm I like to really, like, even apply to myself, like you just said, mm-hmm, is it's okay to be tired, mm-hmm, but don't give up.
Okay.
Like, don't give up. And it's okay to reroute. It's okay to take a break. Mm-hmm. If things moving too fast, you mm-hmm feel like, you know, I, even me, like, probably about a week ago, I had to get my life together because I honestly felt like I was at a four-way intersection and I didn't know which way to go.
And listen, that's something that doesn't stop happening.
Yeah.
I don't think that anybody gets to the point where they just feel like they've got it all in the bag. Right. And that you making those type of decisions, like what's important, prioritizing what to put first, what to put on the side burner is very imperative to a hustler and growing up. Right. Because, like, as hustlers, we like to do as much as we can. We like to get all the bags we can get,
exactly, right?
But you start piling that stuff on top of each other, you can't find your way through it. Or if you plant too many seeds and they all start growing at the same time and you don't take the time to tame it, you'll get lost in your own wilderness of stuff that you just can't control, even if it's good or if it's bad. So, like you said, taking the time to reroute your dreams sometimes. Exactly. I can't tell you how many times I've had to sit down and be like, okay,
right,
am I living my adult dream or am I living my childhood dream? You know what I'm saying? Like, and what things need to change? Like, how can I adjust this dream to fit right now, but to also keep me on course?
Right.
So I think that's a good, you don't have to quit. It's okay to revamp things.
And don't think you're missing out. Like, don't compare yourselves to the people that, like, you know, on social media and see things moving for them and be like, oh, well, I'm going to be left behind if I don't hurry up and try to, like, do this. Then that's going to make you spiral out of control. That's going to drive you crazy because now you're trying to keep up with something that's not even you. Like,
how important is it to take a breather though as a hustler? Like, do you take breathers?
Heck yeah. And I
don't allow yourself a break.
The thing is that I do allow myself to take breaks, but I hate taking breaks because I always feel like it's always an opportunity. Right. And I hate missing opportunities. Like, so I'll have to tell myself, like, okay, you know your body is tired. Like, take this break, or should you go to this party and, like, network and see if this potential producer or executive or casting director can be. It's just like, I don't know, but I always go with my intuition.
Yeah, I find it so hard to take breaks.
It's hard.
I find it so hard to be like, I'm going to take a day off. I always feel guilty. I'm like, but you could be making fanny packs and you could be pushing your Instagram.
Exactly.
And you could be doing this, that, and the third. So, like,
that's why I don't go on vacation.
Right.
I don't know how to go on vacation. I don't even know how to go out and just have fun.
But you know what? Most hustlers feel like, I'm not going, like, celebrate for what?
Exactly.
I used to watch Puff and Mario Winans leave the studio at leave the club at 3, 4 a.m. and go back to the studio and make a song about what they just witnessed at the club. It's like it never stops.
It never stops.
But it is important to make sure that you are paying attention to what you're eating. Like, Russell Simmons says, watch what you're putting in your body. That's going to give you your energy. And it's okay to take a breather.
It is.
Don't burn yourself out.
Don't, because you'll look crazy and it'll show.
It will.
Know? It will. And I've been having, well, not having, but I've had in the past, like, these little phases. And I look back at pictures like, okay, at that time, I can tell what I was going through. Mm-hmm. And it showed, like, you think you're suppressing it? You think you're concealing it? No. Mm-hmm. Like, and then your energy is also, like, crazy during those times. So it's like, it's okay to self-reflect. It's okay to take a break and self-reflect. Mm-hmm. That's my biggest thing. I love me time. That's my favorite pastime.
I love me time. My me time is so dope. It is so hard to book time on my me time.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're like, what you got to do today? Sit at home by myself. And read a book.
Yes.
And re-energize. Yes. Can I come over? No.
No.
I'm booked.
This is my time.
I'm booked with me.
Right.
And then you begin to appreciate that time so much that nobody can really, you be like,
yeah, I schedule me time.
Exactly.
It's tomorrow before 5, but it's tomorrow.
Yes. So you have definitely worked on building your currency off of social media. That's what I will say.
Yes.
Like, you have a currency going on in the real world. We see you on the red carpet. We hear you on the radio. We see you hosting interviews.
That's what T.I. said during BET Week. I'm sorry to cut you off.
It's okay.
But he said, like, I hadn't seen him since we filmed the show, so that was the first time I had saw him. And he was like, I've been hearing about you on the radio station back in Baltimore. So at that moment, I kind of contemplated, because I was in a time where I was feeling crazy. I didn't know which way to go. And then just to see him and hear him say that, I started contemplating, like, in that state that I was in, I was like, should I go back to Baltimore? Mm-mm. But why would I go back?
Going back, oh my goodness.
Go back for what?
Going back is so tempting because we see
it's so comfortable.
We see comfort. You took the words right out of my mouth. It's like the first thing that you want to do when you break down is to go to that comfortable spot. Even if you can't get to the comfortable spot, you want to eat the comfortable food.
Yep.
Like, let me find some donuts real quick. Let me find some mac and cheese or something, because I need to feel a certain way. But comfort is the enemy of greatness. It is the enemy of greatness. Like, when you're uncomfortable, and I always tell people this, we always celebrate when we're at the top. top. Mm-hmm. And it's because we like, yes, we did it. We made it so much fun. But if you've ever hiked a mountain, what's at the top is the driest. It's the hardest part to get to. Mm-hmm. It's the smallest part of the mountain, and it's the driest. Correct, it's no correct. Life up there, really. It's cactus. It's yeah. tumbleweed, you right. know. But as you come down the mountain, you realize how hard it was to get to the top.
Exactly.
And how much fun it is getting down.
Yep.
So in reality, when you're having fun, you're on your way back down.
Exactly.
You're running downhill
exactly. fast.
And people don't realize it. And so then they go to meet the challenge. Now it's time mm-hmm. to go back uphill. And they're like, oh my God. Like they feel like they're losing.
Exactly.
But that's just the cycle of life and right. that energy. So I'm saying that to say like... I just get so distracted. I'm sorry, I just had a brain fart because there's so many things going on in my mind.
That's because we're so into it, Chuck.
Right. But that energy, that's also something else I want you to keep in mind. Like, mm-hmm. the down times are normally when you're working your hardest and you're doing your best. Mm-hmm. And that's when you're getting the workout in. That's when you're building the muscles. That's when you're gaining the strength.
Right.
But the top is just for exercise. It's something yeah. to say, come, you put your flag down, you say, I did it, and then you go
yes.
back down the hill. You
yes.
have fun enjoying what you just accomplished.
Exactly.
But it's kind of the backwards. People think
yeah.
like they're on top when they're having fun.
No.
So my thing is, when you're in that pain, you're in that, don't run back down the hill just to have fun.
Yeah.
Like,
appreciate
know that you are
journey.
Being challenged to be greater mm-hmm. and greater, and that at the top of this, at the end of this struggle, you're going to reach a top.
Yeah, and that builds character. That door knows sometimes is when your character is built.
It does.
Like,
is there anything that you can, because I'm saying that to say people seek the comfort. Mm-hmm. People post the pictures when they're feeling weak. People post the nude when they need some likes. You know what I'm saying? People post
so
the boobs
easy.
When they need some clout.
Hello, yeah.
And it's so easy to just get some likes and feel like, oh, I'm back on top.
Exactly.
But what advice do you have? It's like you go to do something in the real world and mm-hmm. you realize you have no real clout.
That's what I'm saying. Like, honestly, like if you take away, like think about this. This is going with self-reflection.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at your Instagram and you take that away, what do you have to offer the real world?
Mm-hmm.
If you have nothing to offer the real world, reevaluate your life.
How?
Like, not saying that, like, you know, because I have friends that do the Insta modeling mm-hmm. and stuff like that, like, because at this time social media is a platform that you
social
should
media
use.
Can get you a check,
correct?
Don't,
right
don't,
and not
yeah,
just
don't
the
sleep.
Blue one,
right? Not just the blue one. Like,
yes.
people get paid for advertising on social media, marketing.
Right.
There's a lot of ways you can get a bag on social media.
Yeah,
but just
with
advice,
fully clothed.
Yeah, right. Do you have any advice on how to build currency according to your process? Like, mm-hmm. you did the interning,
right.
you did the free work. You know,
yeah.
you have these different things. Is there any advice you can give people on how to become somebody off of social media?
Stay consistent.
Okay.
Like, you have to stay consistent and believe in yourself.
Because mm-hmm.
if you're doing something and you don't believe in yourself, first of all, nobody's even going to believe you or trust you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, that's going to be really transparent. I'm mm-hmm. able to see through that. Like, she don't even believe through herself. She's just trying to get my money. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, be passionate about what you're doing. Like,
mm-hmm.
really give me a rundown. If you selling socks, tell me why this is the best fiber on the sock and why I need to buy it and why any other sock does not even matter other than your sock. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Like, really sell it. Like, people think they can just put up a post, like you said,
mm-hmm.
put up a post and it's like, oh, pay me.
Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
put in the work. Like, go door to door. Like, people don't understand. Like, even I know a lot of things are online when it comes to even like jobs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But something that I do is just even Google and find their address, and I walk in with my resume still.
Right.
Although they'll tell me try online, I still walk in.
You know what? I'm not a kid of the internet era.
Yeah.
Like, when I was hustling, we had to go to the studio. It was like we had to burn our music on a disc.
Mm-hmm.
We had to like go knock on offices. It was no Skype.
Yeah.
Like those things we didn't have. MySpace was like the biggest deal when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there are advantages and disadvantages to them both, but I'm happy.
Correct.
I admire. I'm not dogging anybody who does great on Instagram because
yeah.
I admire that. I'm not really that social type of person that has like 20,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there are advantages and disadvantages, but just, you know, reach beyond. Reach
yeah.
beyond the likes.
Capitalize off of that.
Yeah.
You know, like even if you do have that, K behind your followers and you got that blue check, don't just sit there and think that it stops at Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that, again, that's the real hustle. Mm-hmm. Like, you're supposed to continue the hustle. Right. So,
and not just Instagram. Going. It doesn't stop with SoundCloud. It doesn't stop because you have it on Tidal. It doesn't stop, you know.
Perform.
Yeah.
Get yourself out there.
Yes.
Go, like, have your CDs in hand. Yes. Like, you know, stand on the street. Like,
yes.
You know?
Yes. Well, it has been a pleasure.
Yeah,
and delving into your experiences from becoming a dreamer to actually being on television and representing yourself as a grand hustler and doing very well at it, I might add. I'm very, very proud of you, and I'm sure I can speak on the behalf of a lot of people from Baltimore to say that we are in your corner.
Thank
we are rooting for you, and we want to see you bring this home.
Yes,
and get that 100 grand.
If I don't, then y'all gonna come for me.
Let them come for you. You're gonna be where you at. They're gonna have to come to you to come for you. And that's what it is. Before we get out of here, is there anything up next for you that you want everybody to, you know that you have going on, and just any closing thoughts that you may have?
Right now I'm working on a new segment, Famously Fit, where I cater not only to like people that work out and stuff mm-hmm. like that, but just about health, fitness, mind, body, soul, like yes. all of that. So I'm working on that right now.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Come on, Miss Producer.
Yeah.
I see you.
Seeing our little son. So that's what I'm doing. And
then we gonna see you win,
and yes,
hopefully. Yes. You can't tell us, but we'll see you win. I'm gonna predict it.
Yes, exactly. And just keep making these moves. Like, I got a lot in store, and the thing is that I can set out and I can have these plans, and again, God got the real plan, so I can tell y'all what I'm gonna do, but y'all gonna see something different, because God, like, okay, that sound good, but I really got your plan going on right
here. Yes, faith is a big part of the faith is like a major part of the formula.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sierra, I'm very, very happy to have interviewed you. This is my very first spotlight on.
Yes, this was dope.
And I'm so happy that it's with my successful friend. Well, you don't have to leave, because Sierra is going to be on her own AfterBuzz this evening.
Yes.
I'm reviewing The Grand Hustle that comes on BET today. So we hope that you guys tune in to watch Sierra give her AfterBuzz interview and review her episode, the most recent episode of Grand Hustle. Mm-hmm. And until the next time, you guys, I am Carmen, and you can find me on Instagram at King_Karma. And Sierra, why don't you give everybody your handles before we leave?
I'm mostly on Instagram. It's at official Sierra Brooks. That's CIERRABROOKS. I tweet a little bit.
Okay.
On Thursdays for the show, I tweet.
Okay.
You can catch you on there. It's official Sierra B. Just my initial.
So,
that's it.
Everybody hit up Sierra and tell her how much you love her. Let her know you're
rooting
for her.
Hashtag Team Sierra.
Team Sierra.
Yes.
And until the next time, until she wins and we get her back in here to celebrate her win, that's all we have for you guys. We hope to see you next time for the next spotlight interview with myself and whatever special guest we have that day. Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.